Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Daphne 90 Soul. On this episode, we're going to be talking about creating goals and having a vision and how that can help you creating the life you want. I know on the other previous episodes, I spoke about... I'm sorry, I'm always pausing. I spoke about like having a good energy and being more positive, having a positive mind, and how that can bring the things that you want into your life and attract the things that you want. But also creating goals and just writing down your goals. This will really help you, and this is more physical, type of activity or whatever you want to call it, that will also do the same thing. But it will also, it'll just really help you see the things that you want and be able to start taking the steps you need to take. When you write down your goals, you're able to see what it is you really want to achieve. So, you know, just like if you're just thinking about, oh yeah, I would like to do this, I'd like to start this kind of business, you know, I wish I could be a doctor, I wish I could be a art teacher, whatever it is, you know, those are just your thoughts. Those are just like kind of wishes, things you think of, but then they go away. You know, like you start going to work, you start going back to school, and then those thoughts kind of, you know, just shatter around in your mind. And then, you know, after a while, you know, they'll come back and you may think about it. You may daydream about it, but it's not really like you're trying to make it happen. You know what I mean? Like you're not actually sitting down and really trying to get this to happen right now, taking the steps you need to take. You're just kind of thinking about it, letting it wander in your mind. So when you really write down the goals, write down what it is you really want to do, the business you want to start, the career you really want, then you will find out how you can become that, you know, and how you can make that your life. But you can, you know, you don't have to go to, you know, the store and get some fancy journal or anything like that. Like if you just have a regular little spiral notebook, whatever, you know, a diary, you know, a piece of paper, whatever it is, you can use it, you know, and write it down. Write down your thoughts, write down what it is you want to be, you know. And once you can write it down, now you can understand, like, hey, that's really what I want to do, you know. Like now it's not just pondering around in your mind and, you know, popping up from time to time and you wishing that it could happen. Now you're finally taking the first step to start it, you know. So, excuse me, that's something I really think everybody should do, that I've done. I started writing down like my goals, like I think around maybe 3-4 years ago, I started like really writing down my goals and trying to be more conscious about the decisions that I'm making and who I really want to be and what steps I have to take to become that person. So, you know, I'm not just speaking about this because I heard somebody else say it. You know, I'm speaking about things because I've gone through this and I've learned this, you know. So now I'm able to help other people who may be struggling or who may, you know, need the wisdom, you know, just need a little help, like figuring out some stuff. Like, I just want to be helpful. So, you know, when you can see what it is you really want to achieve or do in life, it makes it easier for you to focus on those things and making it happen. You know, writing down goals and seeing what it is in your mind that you want will help you make plans to achieve and to accomplish those goals. You know, you can write down, like, just start off, just write down, like, your long-term goal. Like, what is it that you want to do? Like, within your whole life, you know, just... that doesn't mean, you know, that this is going to be the only thing that you're going to do in your life. No, this is just the start. Like, this is just the beginning. to your life, like, evolving and becoming who it is you're really here to be and doing what it is you really want to do and what you're here to do. If you have a passion for photography, or if you have a passion for playing basketball, or, you know, helping people, like being a nurse, or listening to music, if you really just love music, you know, going outside, being outside all the time and helping nature, you know, whatever it is, helping, teaching people, write this down. You know, don't just keep it in your mind and then, you know, you just end up living life and then it never happening because you didn't take the steps to make it happen. You didn't push yourself. So really, you know, sit down and do this. It really helps. I'm telling you the truth, like, it does. And even from, like, you know, people who you would call like a prophet, or like people with a lot more years of wisdom and experience in this life, and more people who are doing the things they really want to do and living, you know, their best life, you know, people who you are inspired by, you know, a lot of these people will tell you the same thing. Like, they started because they had that vision, you know, and if you can't create that vision, if you can't see it within your mind, if you can't see it within yourself, then it's not gonna happen, probably, you know, because you have to believe it. You have to push forward for it, and you have to really commit yourself to it. If you're just working a regular job, but deep down in your heart, you have like a passion for music or something, and you really want to sing, or you really want to play an instrument or something, but you're really just trying to live life and, you know, just trying to get by, that's what's going to keep happening. You know, you have to take the steps to become your greatest self. And we all have the power within us to be who we want to be. It's already inside of us. What it is you have to, you know, acknowledge that power within you. You have to realize, like, hey, like, I really have all the energy I need. I'm really this infinite soul, this infinite divine energy. And it's whatever you want to call it. If you don't believe in all that, you know, God is within you. Whatever you believe, whatever is your religion, you know, I'm pretty sure all the, like, religious books, Bibles and stuff, excuse me, the Quran, all that, they tell you, like, God is within you. You have the power. So it's not just some magical little ghost or something, you know, and then it just happens to come within you and be like, oh yeah, praise me or nothing. Like, nobody you have to praise down to, nothing like that. Like, God is who we are, you know. God is life, and we have to acknowledge that and realize that anything we want to do, we are able to do, as long as we put our minds to it and put our all into it, you know, and focus on it and know what it is we want to do. If you don't know what it is you want to do, you don't know who you are, you don't know what you like to do, then how you think you supposed to be fulfilling your purpose on this earth? Or how do you think you're going to live your life in passion, or live your life doing the things you enjoy and you really, you know, that really spike your interest? How do you think you're going to be doing all these things and really living that life if you just continue to do like a regular job, or, you know, you're like slaving your life away and you're not really happy, you're depressed because you're not doing the things you want to do? You know, like, your life's just going to continue to do that unless you change yourself and you, you know, really try to open yourself up to learning and becoming your greater self. You know, we all have to learn and be able to grow. If you're not growing, you know, I really don't want to get into all this, but, you know, because I've already said it in my other podcast, but, you know, you really have to believe in yourself and see what it is you want. So creating the goals and writing down the goals that you want to achieve and the dreams, whatever it is that you aspire to do and be, you have to write it down so you can figure out those steps to take to make it happen. So, you know, I've done this. Let me see. When I was trying to, like, better myself, and me and my husband and our family, we were living with my dad. And this was, like, I can't remember, because we had to stay with my dad, like, 3 different times, I think. But, you know, we had to do what we had to do, and we had to learn all these different lessons along the way to now be living the life we want, to now be seeing things that we really wanted, you know, in our life now coming to play, now happening. So, you know, I'm just telling you from experience and trying to help you, you know, see it, and let, if you, in case you don't see it now. But I wrote down, you know, like, that we needed to get a car, you know, like, these were my goals. I realized, like, okay, what are my goals? What do I want to do right now? I know we need a car, because we were walking, you know, walking to work, walking to the store, walking to the park, you know, anywhere we needed to go, we would walk, because everything was kind of pretty close. So we knew we needed a car. I wrote down that as our goal, or my goal. I wrote down, you know, we wanted our own house. I wrote that down. I wanted to get a better job. I wrote that down. I wanted to start doing things that I really wanted, that I really wanted to do, that I really had a passion for and a love for. I wanted to start doing photography. I wanted to start going out with my friends more. I wanted to start traveling. I wanted, what else? I wanted to start doing more yoga and working out and getting in better shape and eating healthier. These were things that I personally wanted to do. So I wrote those things down. And then for more longer term goals, like, you know, becoming more healthier, that's something that I can start doing, like, starting that day that I wrote the goal down. You know, I started looking up, you know, healthier diet options, or whatever you want to call it, lifestyle options, foods that are more healthier, what I should be eating, what I shouldn't be eating, you know, me working out, exercising, you know, I started doing that because those were things that I could start doing and, you know, start achieving. So those were more shorter term goals. But the long term goals were like getting a car. You know, we knew we had to save money. We knew that we needed to get the better job first in order to get the car we needed. We knew that in order for us to get a house, we needed to save money. We needed to get those better jobs. We knew that we needed to, we started looking up. We needed to fix our resume, or me personally, I'm saying we, like me and my husband. But I knew that I needed to work on my resume and, you know, just really try to work on myself more and just research more so I could just be more successful in my position and as far as seeing what it is I wanted to do, what kind of job I did want to get. So by me writing down those goals, it really started helping us. We ended up getting our car. We ended up getting our house, and we ended up getting better jobs, and we ended up moving and traveling. I got a job doing the Uber thing, and that really helped me learn a lot more about life. And in doing that, I traveled. You know, I got to go places I'd never been, and to small areas in Atlanta that I had never been. So, and you know, I got to learn about different people, meet new people. And that was something that I personally really wanted to do. You know, I like that. I like the whole fact of learning about different people, learning where they came from, where they grew up, what they're doing here, you know, what their work, what they do every day, you know, stuff like that, and just getting different vibes from people, and sometimes connecting with those different people and going to these different areas, different bars, restaurants. That's stuff that I wanted to do. And I was able to do that by me writing down my goals and taking the steps that I needed to take to achieve those goals. So doing that, I'm telling you, it'll really help you out. It'll really change your life by writing down your goals and really writing down your thoughts and your ideas, anything you want to do and create. It'll really help you. So start doing that, and it will make a big difference. I'm telling you, that's how I believe almost everybody does it. You know, you have to have that vision. You have to see it so it can happen. You know, if you don't see it, it's probably not going to happen, you know. So do that. And I hope you guys continue to listen to my podcast. I'm hoping I can start like doing more interviews with people rather than just me talking about stuff. But all that's in the making. So, you know, I thank you guys for listening. And this is Daphne Nani Soul.